Chapter 2. A Special Invitation. One evening, Matilda's husband came home with a wide smile on his face. He was holding a large envelope in his hand. "This is for you," he said to his wife. Matilda tore open the envelope quickly. Inside was an invitation to a grand ball at the government palace. But, instead of being delighted, as her husband had hoped, she threw it onto the table. "What should I do with it?" she cried. "Why, my dear, I thought you would be glad. You never go out. This is such a wonderful opportunity. I went to great trouble to get that invitation. Everyone wants to go. They are not giving many invitations to clerks. All the important people of Paris will be there." Matilda looked at him with an irritated glance and said impatiently, "And what do you think I will wear?" He had not thought of that. Monsieur Loisel stammered, "Why, the dress you go to the theater in. It looks very good." He stopped when he saw that his wife was crying. Two great tears ran slowly from the corners of her eyes toward the corners of her mouth. "What's the matter?" Monsieur Loisel asked. Matilda managed to stop crying. She replied in a calm voice, "Nothing, only I have no dress to wear. Therefore, I can't go to this ball. Give your card to someone you work with whose wife has better clothes than I do." Monsieur Loisel did not know what to do. He decided he had to buy his wife a new dress. "How much will it cost?" he asked his wife. Matilda thought carefully. She knew she should not ask for too much. "I don't know exactly. Perhaps 400 francs," she replied. Her husband grew pale. It was a lot of money. He had hoped to use his savings to buy a gun. He wanted to treat himself so that he could go bird shooting with friends. But instead, he agreed to pay for a dress.